Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday, always late edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 13th of August. Thank goodness it's not Friday the 13th, though. Of 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Oh, the UK bobbies, or shall we say police, are feeling pretty good today. The UK's Police Intellectual Property Crime Unit, that's the PIPCU if you really want to abbreviate it, have claimed a small victory in the ongoing war of piracy. Arr. The Specialist Division has announced that since its plan to target the coffers of copyright-infringing websites, it has resulted in a 73% decrease in advertising on these illicit places. Now, the operation is actually called Operation Creative. It was actually launched way back in 2013, and its specific goal was to disrupt online piracy. So basically, to sum up the story, the police are happy that there's not companies that are actually spending money for efforts on these people's websites, thus supporting piracy. However, though, when I was telling you all about that patting each other on the back stuff during this segment, yeah, probably about another 100 piracy websites, yep, they just appeared on the web. Is this really doing anything to actually help piracy itself? Probably not. Hey, speaking of piracy, let's talk about Periscope. Oh, that's bad. I shouldn't say that. They don't have illegal streams of stuff like sporting events and stuff on Periscope. What am I saying? Well, in any case, Periscope has 10 million users now. Really? I can't even find 10 of my friends that actually use it. But according to what Twitter's saying, their app has hit a big milestone on August 10th, saying yes, they have 10 million active accounts on iOS and Android. Actually, the people behind Periscope went on to say that users actually collectively watch 40 years worth of content daily on Periscope. Really? And they're saying that's just on iOS. They don't even know the figures on Android, because those web streams still aren't yet included in the count. Because of these wonderful numbers from Periscope, they said, hey, look for some changes coming in the app. Some improvements, they're saying, including a fast-forward button that lets users fast-forward through streams upon replay. They're also working on some other things to reduce spam and abuse on the platform. Abuse? Yeah, that's probably called piracy. Want to feel a little bit more secure using your Dropbox? Well, now you can. Dropbox is now going to let you log in with a USB key for the Universal Second Factor Authentication. This is kind of nice. Now, the UTF protocol, no, it's not the most trendy or fun secure authentication for consumer web-based services, but Dropbox wants to give its customers an even more secure way of storing their files. Now, to get the thing going, all you're going to have to do is type in your password first, of course, and then you're going to insert your key into the USB port. That's when you're prompted, instead of typing in that 6-digit code. Dropbox actually continued in their press release, saying that unlike 2-step with a phone, you'll never have to worry about your battery going dead when you use a security key. So it sounds like if you're paranoid as hell, probably like we all should be now with the way our data is online, yeah, Dropbox might be the most secure way to go, at least for now. And finally, hey Sony Vaio laptop fans, are you ready for Windows 10? No, you're not. You better put the brakes on right now. Yeah, Sony has revealed its schedule for updating its drivers and some applications for Windows 10 support, and that's probably about 2 more months down the line. Whoa! Actually, Sony went on to say that even some older Vaio systems won't have Windows 10 drivers or software until November, or even December. Actually, when you go over to the Vaio support page, this is pretty much what you're greeted with. We are testing supported models and will be providing the results as quickly as possible. Probably a good thing that Sony got out of the world of computer manufacturing, because their after support sucks. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your super duper Friday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well, and we'll see you tomorrow for Friday. And thank you so much for listening.